We now join our heroes. This
is definitely the place. It's guarded on all sides by those Nazi thugs.
Now, only see guarding the back entrance.
Yep, that's where we'll get in. Short, we'll cause a small diversion for us. Right away!
Good job, Gordon. Come on, gang!
Meanwhile, the Red Skull sneaks through a passage downstairs to his manufacturing plant, where Dr. Mills toils diligently.
Dr. Mills, I hope you are enjoying your stay.
You dirt skull.
Try for not to miss me, Dr. Mills. Dr. Doom has ordered another 100 rubber Nazis. Have them completed by Tuesday.
Tuesday? I can't possibly have another 100 rubber Nazis by Tuesday.
Well, Doctor, you'd better find a way if you value your life.
Shh. Listen. It's the Red Skull.
Now, get to it.
The coast is clear. Let's go in.
What's been going on here?
Well, it all started about a month ago. I was up one night working late in my laboratory. I was on the verge of the next breakthrough in rubber technology. I'm gonna make rubber responsive to human activity. I heard from another scientist who had heard about working on the same project independently and wanted to be. We agreed to compare notes. Turns out that the scientist none other than the Red Skull, evil Nazi leader. His real intentions were only to use what I had learned to create an army of subservient rubber clones.
Nazis.
Storage tank.
salicylic acid fills the room. The inside of the little girl's head. And the red skull in the
toe. Freud David! Cut my rubber nasties! They're melting!
Young Prince. Thou hast never nailed it on the young business.
Settle down, boys. You'll have plenty of time to argue where you're headed.
Once again, Captain America rescues the free world from the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Tune in next time for another thrilling episode of the Captain America Radio Show!